This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
Recently, hundreds of people were stranded on a Virginia highway for more than 24 hours due to a major snowstorm, going through the area. And it's crazy because you think, like, you never think about, oh, I'm just going to go down the street or whatever. But you end up being in your car for over 24 hours. Where do you go to the bathroom?
You've got to figure that stuff out. And there's no one to help you. You're just in it, you know. And this happened in Atlanta when I lived there. And I am cognizant of this when I leave during the winter. And so I always make sure I have a jacket with me, you know, because if you can't keep your car running for that long, and I always make sure to have snacks. Not healthy snacks.
A jacket and snacks.
And I always think about rationing, like my Hershey bars, because you get them like, and they have the little squares. And so I always think about how I would ration those out.
You go with chocolate and not something sustainable.
Yes.
Okay. Well, because of this major incident, the Red Cross just posted 5 tips on what to do if you find yourself in a similar situation.
Aren't you going to feel really stupid if chocolate bars are on this list?
Let me just tell you, I'm not going to feel stupid because it did not make the list. So number 1, grab your emergency kit.
Okay.
That involves like needing a blanket, flashlights, non-perishable foods.
Chocolate.
That doesn't mean chocolate.
Never goes bad.
And water.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, I usually bring a soda.
It's got water in it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's good. That is a good idea to have like a little kit. Even when you're going to run just a small errand in the winter when it's really bad.
Right.
You just never know. Throw
you
it
never
in the
know.
Back.
Yeah. Another tip is don't leave your car unless help is visible within 100 yards. The reason they say this is because it's easy to get turned around in a snowstorm, and if you lose track of where your car is parked, well, then you're really...
Because the car is at least your saving grace. Like it can get cold, but it still shields you from the outside elements.
Right. Don't run the heater for more than 10 minutes per hour.
Guy, I need to still be warm.
Well, they claim that it's enough to keep you alive and also save gas.
Now I'm going to work on that myself. I'll figure out my own rationing on that.
But also, they also said make sure the tailpipe to your car is not covered in snow, because then you could deal with carbon
monoxide
issue. And you don't want that.
About the snow on the tailpipe.
That could be bad.
Yeah.
Lastly, if you've got passengers, huddle together and stay warm.
Oh,
it's time to cuddle.
That's great. Yeah. Just another rule of always only travel with people you like. Like a work carpool would be death in that situation.
What if it was you and Gavin in a car? Would y'all cuddle together?
Oh, no.
Freeze
no,
to death.
No. Yeah, absolutely. They're going to find both of our bodies as far apart as possible.
I call the back seat.
Yeah. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I don't know if you've ever had something ruined for you, but I did the other day, and I just realized what it was. So we are in the process, we're moving my daughter down to Florida to start her new job at Disney, so we're all excited. She's moving into a new apartment, we got the U-Haul there, unloading everything, and then this guy walks by, and this guy stops like, hey, y'all moving in? He's kind of just a little disheveled, you know, and like, yeah. And so, and then he just keeps asking question after question after question. And I'm like giving very little information, you know, and then he kind of walked away for a minute and my wife goes, boy, you did not want to talk to him. I said, I don't know him. I'm moving my daughter into a place. I'm leaving.
Right.
I don't want to like... open this door for this thing.
I think that's common sense.
Okay, but then I realized like that's not a great way to live in fear of people either. And I realized it's like Dateline has destroyed me for kind strangers. Because then he came back and was talking, and then his son came out, and you're like, okay, it's a little less creepy. But I was like, yeah, because in my head, this is what I'm hearing, okay?
It was a cool, sunny day when Wally's family was moving their daughter into her new apartment. That was the fateful day they met Daryl. A man who seemed nice on the surface, but they had no idea of the monster that was hiding beneath the friendly facade.
Yeah, see, that's going on in my head. That's the soundtrack in my head, the entire conversation.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, see, you get it. Okay, you get me. You get. Thank you. I'm glad you understand me, okay? Because you watch a lot of ID.
Oh, too much.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where I'm like, sit there for hours.
You start getting suspect of the woman in the mirror.
Oh, yeah. You look sus to me.
All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Dateline ruined the kindness of strangers for me. Is there something in your life that you've discovered has ruined something for you? You know, I don't know what it is, but it was like you had that realization of, oh boy, I need to look at this and evaluate this.
And it could be like a movie, you know, maybe you liked a food and then you saw a movie where someone, it was bad.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm never eating any of that food again.
An interaction with somebody and their name ruined the best baby name you ever wanted to name your kid.
Yes.
You know, so whatever it is for you, we'll take it. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can be on the show. We love having you on. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us. Recently, I discovered that the TV show Dateline ruined me for the kindness of strangers because I just don't trust people anymore because of that show.
Absolutely. I was in retail pharmacy for about 17 years, and I became so jaded with people in general because every single person that walked through the door, I had to immediately decide, are they a threat to me or are they someone that's just coming in to get their blood pressure medicine?
Even the 80-year-old ladies, you're like, I don't know, man. She's got a cane. That could be a weapon.
Even the 80-year-old ladies. I mean, when you have to go to work every day and you have a gun in your drawer and it's your responsibility to make that decision if you need to use it, that's just a scary place to be.
Is that because you guys have narcotics and you're afraid of people robbing you for those?
Yes.
How have you seen this play out in your day-to-day life, like when you're not on the job?
Well, I've actually left pharmacy and I'm now a teacher, so, you know.
I would much rather take my chances with a meth head than a teenager.
Well, I teach second graders, so they're not quite as scary.
They're
as
wiry. They're wiry. Slippery little suckers. So, Mercedes, has something like that ever happened to you?
Absolutely. I watched a documentary. It's called What the Health? And after seeing that cow's milk is allowed a certain amount of...
I can tell you're searching for a word. Let's just say contaminants.
I can never drink milk again.
Has this kept you away from butter or yogurt, too?
Yes, I can't. Anything that has dairy, I will not. I switch to almond milk, coconut milk. And I actually went vegan for a little while after watching it.
I know one time somebody tried to show me a documentary called Meet Your Meat, and it was like showing the ways that animals are used for food and to jar you to get you to become a vegetarian, you know, because this is horrible and things like that. And the whole time through it, all I'm thinking about is when we're done here, I'm going and getting a steak.
Oh, no.
And I'm eating it right in front of the guy that made me watch the documentary.
Mercedes, if you could choose to go back in time and not watch that documentary, would you?
No.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Happy I did.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I would not have that same result. Well, Mercedes, thanks so much for taking the time and being on with us today.
You're welcome. You guys have a wonderful day. I love you guys.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Every week, we go back in time. You didn't even know that was possible. Well, it is, musically at least. And we ask you to be the pilot that takes us back in time. You go to wayfm.com/Wally, submit your entry of the song that you want to hear. Old school song, you can go back as far as you want to. Just whatever the song is, and tell us the reason why. Because I love the reason why that song matters to you. Because songs in the Christian format can, like, in any genre, can be dated. But the message is always timeless, you know, and that's what separates Christian music.
And sometimes you have to concentrate on the message that you're getting through the music because the music is terrible.
Oh, I don't know about that. Little Amy Grant, if you wanted to go back there.
No.
Classic. La,
la, la, la, I don't want to.
You could. All right, well, what about Plum? It's a great song.
It is.
It's so dramatic.
It is. That Plum is dramatic. Like, this was her lullaby album. I think it was fantastic. Yeah, so good. So whatever the song is you want to hear, you can take us back. And it is fun for us to go back. Like, these aren't songs you want to hear all the time. But when you hear them sporadically, you're like, oh, that feels good.
Yeah, and when you've got a memory tied to them, you know, whether good or bad, we'd love to hear that. And it's easy to do if you go to wayfm.com/Wally. You can see on the left-hand side a little option that says Flashback Friday. When you click that, you'll see this form to fill out. All we need is your name, your contact information, the song that you want to hear, and why, and you could be on the next show.
Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it, and she wants to become a teacher now, you know, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com.
If this doesn't make you go...
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, I just gotta be honest. I don't know what the big deal is.
We don't know what will.
Get out.
It's the Wally Show.
So there was this couple of mountain climbers, and they actually met on Mount Everest, which is a great start to your love story, you know, if you are a big fan of that. And they had grown used to spending time apart because they were both professional climbers traveling all over the world to climb. And so they decided to get married, and they didn't have it in a church. They actually had their friends get together and climb a mountain, and they did like a 19,000 foot ascent to the top of this mountain in Ecuador, and then they all climbed back down and had a wedding at the beach.
So they finished at the beach though.
Yeah. So they all climbed up there, and then they came down and had the wedding, because you didn't have to climb in a dress, Rock. I know that was your question.
Yeah, that would be
in high heels.
Okay. Follow up question.
Please go.
Either one of you, if you were invited to this wedding, you had to be a groomsman, but you had to climb the top of the mountain. Would you do it, or would you say, "I'll meet you at the beach"?
Years ago, I would have done it in a heartbeat. But that is before this body panned out, as Nate Bargatze says. I've always thought I could do anything, and the older I get, I'm realizing I have limits. And I used to think, I could climb 19,000 feet, no big deal. But I've been to the Denver and couldn't breathe at Red Rocks.
I've been up the stairs here at work. And it's a little tired.
So that's going to be a no for
both. So we're both out on this. But I would say that, like, it's weird. They started off thinking like 12 people would go, and they had 42 friends that all went and climbed with them. And one of them, you guys might know the name Alex Honnold from Free Solo, that movie.
He was the guy who did.
He climbed El Cap with no ropes.
Oh my goodness.
He free soloed El Cap. The guy's amazing, but he struggled in this because he'd never climbed at that altitude before. He's used to rock climbing, but this was a whole different ballgame. You get into the death zone. I watch a lot of shows on mountain climbing. Called the death zone.
Why would you do anything that has something called the death zone tied to it?
I don't know, because if you survive it, you're pretty awesome. Have either of you ever been to a destination wedding, though?
No.
I've only, just drove.
I mean, I've gone to a different state.
That doesn't count.
Nothing fancy.
Yeah, I went to the Bahamas for one.
That is nice.
And I really didn't want to go, and then I'm like, my wife was like, you really should go. She didn't go. And it was awesome. Because, yes, you've got to spend an hour or two or three doing the wedding thing, but then you're on vacation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I went shark diving and stuff, and I did a couple of cool things that were, like, great life experiences. And so I was really glad I went. I'm kind of hoping my daughter has a destination wedding.
You have to pay for that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Then she's getting married at City Hall. That's right. No, forget it. Forget I said anything. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's only natural at the start of a new year to kind of have a reset. You're like, okay, I'm gonna make some changes this year. I don't do a lot of New Year's resolutions because I'm not into like symbolism of things, and I know how it's gonna go.
So that's what really it comes down to. You know, yeah. You can't stick to it
because then
so
it's
you're
failure.
Not gonna try,
right? Because if I declare it, I declare something, and mm-hmm. I tell everybody, and then if I don't do it, then mm-hmm. I've failed, and I don't like failure.
I get that, and in the past, and when I've made New Year's resolutions, I have failed for sure. But this year, I've decided to do something a little different.
Right.
To see if it will help me stay responsible, keep me accountable,
okay,
all of that.
Well, what are you doing? What's your resolution and what are you doing?
My resolution is to eat better.
Okay.
And to drink more water.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Okay.
And you already
have
started working on that.
I say that as I'm drinking a sweet tea.
You're a hypocrite. You've already failed.
But that doesn't mean, just because I have a sweet tea doesn't mean I can't drink the water later in the day.
That's true.
So anyways, all that to say, I've created a bullet journal. And if you don't know what a bullet journal is.
I have no idea what that is.
You get them at like craft stores. They're little bitty like notebooks. And the pages don't have lines. They have just little dots. Kind of like a graph.
Okay.
But in it, you can draw, like mainly it's kind of like for your artistic ability. You just draw whatever you want.
All right.
And then you make charts in it with a ruler and a pen.
Okay.
And then you can just like keep accountable, like how many hours you've slept, how many ounces of water you've had that day, what you did that day. Like it's kind of just giving you a more of a visual look at how your year panned out.
Okay.
So every day at the end of the day, before I go to bed, I always fill out my bullet journal.
Do you have it with you?
I don't.
Oh, I'd like to see it.
Sorry.
Yeah, can you
bring
it in tomorrow?
Yeah,
yeah, I'd like to see it. I'm curious. Yeah. This is totally foreign to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So this is a way that you are implementing a strategy for your New Year's resolution
hoping
success.
That it'll keep me better accountable. And I know that there's other methods out there that maybe other people have tried.
All right. Well, let's talk about this then. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number you can always be on the show. Put that in your favorites so you can get right through, too, if you think about it. 855-33-WAY-FM. What are some of the strategies that you are implementing to try to help successfully complete your New Year's resolution? For Betty, it's a bullet journal. What's it for you? 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear yours now because you could help somebody out. So what is your strategy this year?
I'm going old school, and I've got a rubber band on my wrist. And every time I say a dirty word or anything negative, then I just snap myself.
Oh, that's so great. I thought it was going to be like every time I am tempted to have that snack, I pop the rubber band. But you're like, any time I lose my mind.
Jamie, how is that working out for you? Do you already have like a sore on your wrist?
No, I've done really well, actually, so far. But I'm sure by the end of the month, I'll have a big oozing sore, I'm sure.
So tell us what your resolution is, and then what are the strategies that you are doing to help make this happen?
So my New Year's resolution is to get to school on time and to go through a certain amount of books in a year.
Okay.
And I use this little journal I made out of scratch paper, and I write down how much books I've read and what time I got to school every day before I go to bed.
That's really cool. That's kind of like Betty Rock's bullet journal a little bit, and that's what she decided to do this year.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. Now, Allison, let's be honest with ourselves. What's keeping you running late to school?
I get really tired and I don't want to get up from bed.
I get it. Beauty rest. We all need it, you know.
Some more than others.
Yes. But I think you look great today, Rock.
Well, I wasn't talking about myself.
Everybody can have an idea, but how are you going to fulfill it this year and keep yourself on pace?
Okay, so drinking more water. I decided that I would drink 16 ounces of water as soon as I got up from bed. I would just make myself drink it right straight down. And then I would do the rest of my morning routine and go to work and try to drink another 16 ounces. And then when I got home, I would drink another 16 ounces. After about a week of that, I added a second 16 ounces first thing of the morning. So before I leave for work, I've drank 32 ounces of water.
Jackie, I commend you because I know that it can be difficult to drink water when you have like sweet tea or soda as an option, but it's going to do you some good and you're going to look back and be thankful that you did what you did. You might
that's
be sitting
right.
on the toilet while you're being thankful, but that's all in all, you're going to be thankful.
Around this time of year, you always hear the phrase, new year, new you. But what if you changed it this year to new year, new you haul? Hey, it's Wally, and maybe this is the year for you to buy that house you've been dreaming of and make the move. Interest rates are so low, and in some cases, you can get more house and not significantly increase your monthly payment. My friend Ryan and his faith-based mortgage professionals at United Faith Mortgage can help lay out all your options for you and then help you turn that dream house into a reality. Now, while they can't help you load your U-Haul, they will absolutely do the heavy lifting when it comes to your mortgage. Their goal is to make the process as easy and as painless for you as possible. Now, if you don't feel like moving and would rather turn some of your hard-earned equity into cash to make home improvements or pay off some debt, they can help you with that as well. And the thing I love, there's never any pressure. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
Gavin, what you got?
So I was in middle school when I gave skateboarding the one and only try that I needed to realize that I am not and will never be and never dream of being a skateboarder.
Really? Because I grew up skateboarding. I used to skate half pipes and like street stuff. I loved it.
I fell a lot, but it was funny because I don't think I ever went more than a few miles per hour, and my legs would just start to shake.
The high-speed wobbles.
Yeah, so I just wasn't built for that, but I do love skiing, so it's skateboarding, it's just, you're not strapped
not your
in.
Thing.
Freaks me out. But I did read something today that said that skateboarding might be the key to helping 40 and 50-year-olds with a midlife crisis.
Funny you should mention this.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I didn't want to get back on a regular skateboard again because I know how quickly you can go from standing to hospital. Like,
exactly.
I mean, there's no in between. There's no like, when you're 50 and skateboarding, there's no like, oh, I kind of wrenched my ankle. It's you are standing there or you have a fractured skull. Like, that's it. And so, like, I was like, I don't want to do this. But then I came across electric skateboards. And they have a motor with them, and you can put bigger wheels on them and take them off road like I mountain bike. And there's part of me that I looked into buying one. I'm like, this might be the next thing I do. This could be fun as part of my 53-year-old midlife crisis.
And something tells me that your best bud, Gregor Bear, he would be on board, too.
Oh, he'd get one in a heartbeat.
Maybe y'all could go tandem, be on each other's skateboards.
Oh, that'd be cute.
No, that's not what you do at all. But you each get one, Like, it's funny because, we each follow each other's hobbies. Like, I followed him into mountain biking. I want to get an e-foil or an e-skateboard. And, like, I know he would instantly be like, yeah, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
and he's in his 50s, too.
Oh, yeah, he's older than me.
Look at that.
I know.
So the reason that they do say, and I don't think this is something you'll struggle with, the reason they say that it's good for people with battling midlife crises is that skateboarding is very self-expressive. Which a lot of 40 and 50 year olds lose because of like parenting or just being an adult. It's not like a lot of room for that. But we are in a creative job, so you do get a lot of that.
But I do watch it though. Like I watch skateboarding on Red Bull, and I was thinking as a 50 year old, how impressive it would be to go back and be able to do some of these tricks. Like if you were at the skate park, it's like watching a 3 year old skateboard. Everyone goes, oh my goodness, and they tear it up. Same thing with a 53 year old. Like, oh my goodness, that guy's killing it.
I will say, I've seen footage of today's version of Tony Hawk skateboarding, he kind of is still crushing it.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing. He always will be. He was the GOAT of skateboarding.
How old is he?
I think when I looked him up, he was about 54.
So he's older than me. Oh, I need to get back in this. I need to get back in this. I need to up my insurance.
Yeah. Okay, yes, please do, because Gavin and I need to start looking for other jobs.
Because it won't be a long midlife crisis. I can guarantee you that. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And one of the things we do is we interview your favorite artists from time to time here on the show. And I was just thinking about this as we look at the new year and everything. And I wanted to get your opinion on who should be the first artist that we have on the show. Like, who have you been wanting to hear? What's going on in their lives or want us to do something fun with? And that's who we'll book. We'll, like, take everybody's calls. We'll write it down. And the person, the artist that gets the most votes, if you will, we'll book them ASAP. and get them on the show. Because, I mean, I can, like that, I can make a phone call, have any of them here.
Wow, you're really overselling this.
Oh, no, I can do it like that. I could have someone here tomorrow because I've been here. Okay, maybe next week. No, but who knows? It might be somebody that we haven't talked to in a while. There are a few newer bands that we haven't talked to. Most of the old school guys, we've talked to everybody.
Well, that's true. But there may be somebody that was big back in the day and you're like, well, what happened to them?
Yeah.
You know, well,
we could do that too.
Let's see.
So, all right, you get to decide right now. I'm curious who you think should be the first artist that we have on the show here this year. 855-33-WAY-FM. Maybe it's somebody that you've always wanted to ask a specific question to, like they're your favorite band, so you want to hear them and tell us what you want to ask. Maybe your question gets asked if they're the one that gets chosen. So 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to get your thoughts on this right now. That's how you can weigh in. 855-33-WAY-FM. So who would you go for?
I don't know if they've ever been on the show before, but I absolutely love Seventh Day Slumber.
Oh, yes. Joseph Rojas and Seventh Day Slumber. That's an old school like rock band. We have had them on the show years and years and years ago, and I had a thumb wrestling battle with Joseph because they've got all into MMA, and they were like doing boxing and fighting things in between concert dates. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And then Joseph actually took over like a suicide prevention hotline and started running that as well. So really interesting dudes. But we can put them on the list. And if other people say them, who knows? Maybe they could be one of the artists we talk to because they haven't been on in a while.
Okay, that would be great.
Love it, girl. Thank you. I got you down. All right, Amanda, who would you like to see us have on the show as the first guest of the year?
Jeremy Camp.
Oh, yes. I'm a big fan of Jeremy. He and I are friends. He moved to California, believe it or not. Everybody else was moving to Tennessee to be around the Christian music hub, and he checked out and went to California.
Amanda, if you had the chance, what would you want to talk with him about?
I would just basically tell him thank you. I mean, him sharing his story about his life with Melissa, I can't tell you how that story saved me and his faith in God. Keeps me going, and when I listen to Walk by Faith on my darkest days, it's amazing.
There you go. That sounds like a great reason to have him on for sure. Have you seen his movie, I Still Believe?
I probably watched it like 50 times, and I cry every time, and I thank him, and I thank Melissa every time I watch it.
Oh, very cool. Well, yeah, he's a great option, so we'll put him on the list.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. And you're
so, Wendell, who would you put up?
I was thinking Maverick City.
Oh, Maverick City Music. They are kind of new on the scene, at least new to me. I have never interviewed them formally on the show. I did a thing with them in Utah for The Chosen, and so I just real informally interviewed them about that, but I don't know hardly anything about them. They'd be a great option.
Yeah, I saw that right before the Christmas special, and yeah, I love their music. It's very moving to me. I'd like to know how they came up with this name, Maverick City. Is that a real place, or is that a...
Yeah, I can't remember, because I didn't look into it. There was something like, was it... They're from Atlanta, I think. I don't know. See, this is the homework I would have to do to make sure that I can get you the full information on the bands that you love. I actually do my homework, and so I would have to research it.
Originating from Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, I can tell you this. They were super nice when I talked to them, like, and just joyful, which emanates in their music and stuff as well. And so they're a great addition, and so we're going to add them to the list.
Well, thank you.
Joshua, who are you putting up?
Skillet.
Oh, Skillet. Skillety-doo. I have a great history with the band Skillet and their Meatloafian style of music.
Yeah, I would ask John specifically what his thoughts are if rock is still necessary in today's culture, because it kind of shifted over time. You know, started with 80s hair metal. Yeah. Now we got new metal. Now we got like alternative rock with like Imagine Dragons or something like that. So I'd like to ask him like something like that.
Yeah, where does like heavy rock, does it still have a place, you know? And who's your audience and things? So, and how's your audience morphed? Is it kids that are still coming to your show, or is it older people that enjoyed you, you know, from back in the day? Like, that's a great line of questioning. Plus, I'd like to also know how much he is spending on guidelines. Because he's been wearing that for a lot of years.
What do you use on his beard for, like, beard products?
Oh, yeah, his beard game is strong. And he does shave his armpits for some reason, too. I'd have to get to the bottom of that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is where I get into that realm of knowing a little too much about different
you
artists.
Think?
Yeah. I hate what I've become. The darkness just begun. I must confess that I feel like a monster. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
While ringing in the new year was fun for a lot of us, it was accompanied by a bit of sadness due to the passing of 99-year-old actress Betty White.
R.I.P.
So sad. Like, I don't know anyone that just can't stand her.
No, Betty White was a national treasure.
Yeah,
you know?
And she was for all generations. Like, yeah. People older than her, people younger than her. Because of that big news, we're finding out things about Betty that we may have never known. Like, for instance, I found out that she never had any of her own biological children.
Oh.
I had no idea because I was thinking, I've never seen her with children.
Yeah.
She never had any of her own. And
was
even,
she married? I didn't even know that.
She was married, yeah. And I think it was her last husband had two children from a previous marriage.
Okay.
So she did have two stepchildren, but she said she never regretted that decision. Like, she was happy with her stepchildren.
I never saw her in public with anybody. Like, I just always saw, it's Betty White, you know?
Right.
And
well,
just
her husband passed, I believe, maybe in the 80s.
That would explain
it. And she
it.
Never remarried after that.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's fascinating.
I know. I'm finding out all sorts of things. Another thing that I found out was that the Hollywood star at the time of her death was worth $75 million.
Really?
$75 million.
Good on her, man. She saved her money. She's like a World War II kid, you know?
It's
like,
right.
She's saving all those
pennies.
They
need to check all the pillows and stuff.
There's probably another $75 million in a coffee can.
Her favorite food was hot dogs.
I knew I loved her.
She didn't stick to the vegan or the vegetarian route or healthy route salads. She went with the hot dog. And she ate hers with no toppings. So her favorite hot dog restaurant is now offering a Betty White special that you can order, and all the proceeds go to benefit the Los Angeles Zoo.
Oh, that's cool. You know what? I don't live in Los Angeles to help them, but I'm going to go to Costco and get that hot dog deal today in honor of Betty White, because it's only $1.50 and you get a soda with it.
You know what's ironic?
Yeah.
Is that you're eating an animal to save an animal.
That is weird. Yeah.
How is
when
that,
you think about it, that
when
is...
When you put it that way.
Yeah, it's kind of like feeding fish, you know?
Yeah,
it just
it's a
feels
little
weird.
Odd.
Yeah.
One more thing. Oak Park, Illinois, Betty's hometown, is also celebrating her legacy by having an official Betty White Day.
Oh, that's nice.
And they're planning to celebrate on what would have been her 100th birthday, January 17th.
There you go. Well, she definitely left a legacy for people of comedy, and she made people laugh. Like, and that's what I love about her. Her entire life, she was so, so good at it. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're going to play a little game here. You have a chance to win a prize, but you've got some work to do, okay? You have two jobs in this game. You have to, first of all, sit in judgment of the three jokes we are going to tell. Tell us who of us has the best worst joke. But then you are going to tell us a joke. And if we cannot steal your punchline, you are going to win a prize. And we are all very funny in our own right. And we know a lot of jokes. So good luck. You have to bring your comedic A game today, okay? I got caught between comedic and comedy.
I see.
Yeah, so... let's start with you, Lady Rock. I feel good about your joke today.
I'm feeling good about mine, too.
Now, remember, if we steal the punchline, that joke is out of contention, so go for it.
What did the policeman say to his belly button?
Oh, come on.
Oh, you're under a vest.
You've heard it?
Yeah.
I have it.
Gavin's like, oh, come on. You're going to have to bring it stronger than that.
I feel bad for saying that.
Yeah.
That was rude, Gavin.
No, you can't take it back. It's a really good joke, though.
No, it is a good joke.
Just one that we've seen.
Yeah, it was a good joke the first 100 times I heard it. All right. Gavin.
Okay, I hope I steal you.
This was sent I know. To me by Andrew. So if you guys get this, you get his joke, not mine.
Okay.
What has four wheels and flies?
Well, this is an old garbage truck, so that's got to be two. Oh, is that it?
Man, yeah.
Oh! What? Wait, I don't get it. What?
Four wheels and flies.
Because the flies around the garbage, if you ever see garbage, it's got a bunch of flies around it. And the garbage truck has four wheels.
Four wheels and flies.
But not flies.
Oh, and it you doesn't... said a... Oh.
Wow. Okay. That was a joke from when I was a kid.
Really?
Like, that is a 50-year-old joke.
You're making fun of Andrew.
I know. I thought there was going to be a modern twist on it.
All right, Gavin, we have to stick together.
If you guys can't steal my punchline, I automatically win.
This is embarrassing.
This is a tough one, too. It's a little punny here.
Oh, no.
What should you do if you're addicted to seaweed?
Find kelp?
Like help? So close.
No!
No!
So close.
Oh, he got it.
No.
Come on. Get some kelp.
Read the answer.
Sea kelp. Sea kelp.
That's the same thing.
So
get
cool.
kelp and sea kelp? Come on.
All right.
Yes.
But
wow.
Sea kelp is better because it's S-E-A, kelp. That's better. But you're close enough in the ballpark, I will give you that.
Yeah, to defend all of that, we got both of these jokes.
Yeah.
I would say 99% got yours.
99.9%.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? We've just wiped everybody out.
There is no winner.
So the only thing you have to do, now you only have one job. The only thing you have to do is tell us a joke that we cannot steal the punchline to, because you've seen we are on fire today.
Yeah, we are.
We are in fuego. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. If you can tell us a joke we cannot steal the punchline, you will win. But good luck to you. You're going to have to bring it strong. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jennifer, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Well, really good. Normally, you have to sit in judgment here for best worst joke of who had the best worst joke. But when we can steal each other's punchlines, it eliminates that joke. We all stole each other's punchlines, so you don't even have to do that. But that means that you're going to have to bring your joke really strong, because if we can steal your punchline, you will not get a prize. But if you can get through this gauntlet of comedic genius, you will actually win a prize. So here we go. What's your joke?
Okay. How did the firefly feel when he ran into the fan?
How did the firefly feel when he ran into the fan?
No Google.
No, not Googling it. We are working it through.
Could it be something like fan the fire?
Fired up?
No, yeah.
It doesn't feel funny enough.
No, you're right. It wasn't funny enough. All right, Jennifer, we cannot get it. What do you got?
Delighted.
Yes!
Oh!
So good.
That's really good.
So good. That is a great one, and it is definitely worthy of the win today. Congratulations, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Oh, what's this? An email for me?
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. If you want to hit me up, it's just wally@wayfm.com. Like Trisha did. She said, hey, I felt compelled to write you. A while ago, you played a best-of clip of your daughter singing a Broadway song, and I was blown away. I've heard you talk about her being a musical theater person. Yet we were on a Disney cruise, and there was a piano player doing Broadway songs, and he started playing stuff. And then she was kind of singing along, and then he started challenging her, okay, give me a song you don't think I know. And then he would play it, and then she would sing it. It was just a really cool moment. She picked up a real obscure show, Ragtime. And then she went for the big note, because you got to go for the big note. I didn't see the big note coming. I was like, wow. Okay, good job. Just knocking that out, standing there on the boat was really cool. But it was really neat because Trisha said, it's cool to see the way God's going to use her voice to take her places. Yeah, taking her out of my house and down to Disney. She's not my worry anymore.
Sure.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll carry her through her job there, and she'll work her way into entertainment there. But that was really nice of Trisha. Thank you. This was from Gwenda. Says, hey, happy New Year to you. I needed to share with you something. Many times I've heard you talk about the right song at the right time, and I've had this happen to myself, but a friend of mine was going through a really hard time a few days ago, and I thought of sending him the link to listen to We Are Messengers, Come What May, that song. Mm. And that's the thing, man. Sometimes when you don't have the words for somebody, music is a great way to open the door for conversation or a little bit of healing, you know, because God will use music in ways that is crazy to break down people's walls and give them that little thing that they need. And so it's a great thing if you've got this repertoire of songs that you listen to that you're like, oh, this is good for this situation and good for this situation. And that's what she did. She shared it with him. Said, we finished a cup of coffee. My friend and I were in the car. No sooner did we get in the car and leave than that song came on the radio. And so, you know, it was part of a healing thing for my friend, and it was all God's timing. And I love that because yeah. That's what he does, man. And these are great, great songs. Rest in the arms of Jesus. So sometimes the blessing in the music we play is for you, and other times it's for you to share, you know, and that's what makes this music powerful and different from listening to a pop station or a country station, and maybe a thing you want to remember if you want to be in somebody else's life and help them walk through something tough. So if you ever want to email me like Gwenda did, just wally@wayfm.com.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. A little good news, giddy up. Three rapid fire good news stories coming at you, designed to make you feel a little bit better today. There was a guy in China. This is a weird one. I'm going to start off. He was kidnapped 30 years ago, and he actually tracked down his family by drawing a map of his village from memory. He posted it online. Someone then figured out what village it was. Cops confirmed that a kid had gone missing there in 1989, and then he reunited with his mom on New Year's Day. What in the world?
Just based on his memory of the town.
Of that drawing, they figured it all out.
That's amazing. What? He should grow up and be an artist.
Yeah, or a detective. Like 30 years of this, man. It's absolutely amazing. All right, Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
So this is why I don't hike. There were two missing hikers in Oregon.
This is why you say.
Yeah, just this. There were two missing hikers in Oregon who were rescued on Saturday after drawing a big SOS message in the snow. They had been out in the elements in the snow for a whole week.
Oh, wow.
I know that there's ways you can survive.
Mm-hmm. None of them good.
I wouldn't be one of them who made it out of there, yeah. I don't think.
I would survive. I would mourn your death, but I would survive.
Thank you. Oh,
I mean, good news. Sorry. Good news for me. Bad news for Gavin. Good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
There's an 80-year-old guy in the UK. His name is Alfie, and a video went viral of him and his dog. They're on a walk, and he has trained his dog to pick up litter while they're on the walk.
That's
yeah,
cool.
And so every time the dog picks up litter and puts it in the recycle bin, he gets a treat.
Man, if my wife would do this at home, I would recycle. Like, if I got a treat every time, because I always tend to throw things away.
You're the dog in the situation.
Absolutely. Yes.
So anyways, that's cute, and that's good news in itself. But on top of that, the video, like I said, it went viral around in England.
Oh, nice.
And it ended up reuniting Alfie with his long-lost siblings he lost contact with 20 years ago.
What in the world?
I know. So his dog is not only helping keep the environment clean, but also reuniting families.
There you go. That is a lot of good news. Almost an overdose. It's a good news today. A little good news.
I don't know. There
up.
Was talk about Gavin's death and
I had to interject a little reality in there.
Yeah. Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.